Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I love took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Stevie, ladies and gentlemen, one of her best.
And I saw my reflection in snow.
Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac fame. They're still rocking out there after all these years, too, by the way. Saw them on television recently in a two-hour presentation. In their 60s and still going. It's like the Ever-Ready Bunnies. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're mellowing out here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with Ted Fishman. Ted's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of China Inc., also Shock of Gray. I really love the things that Ted works on and the way he tells his stories. Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about ethical scenarios in different parts of the world and how unethical situations, bribery, corruption, things like that are really impediments to efficient trade within the countries, but also across boundaries. With countries that don't have ethical issues, don't have corruption challenges, and Ted, you've been helping us today with some of the things that are going on with regard to how technology is helping to maybe change those paradigms, those corruption paradigms.
Well, there's so much that can be done. You know, I was thinking, one of the things that's in the news lately is what happens in school districts when you give them technology that students can take home.
My two of my grandsons have iPads now.
Yeah, and so when there's iPads, of course, there's the temptation that these iPads can get, can lose their way.
Right.
That somebody can take them. And, for school districts that don't have a lot of money, sometimes these technology solutions actually are far cheaper for them. If you can get a tablet for $70 and put, classic literature on the tablet,
right,
for free, mm-hmm. then the tablet can pay for itself over time if it doesn't break, which of course is a possibility. I don't have a good solution for that, but if it doesn't also kind of disappear or get extracted by a mean adult,
mm-hmm.
and
<You're hot.
laughs> right, and there are ways to track all of these objects now. You just need the data infrastructure to do mm-hmm. it. And one good model for that is emergency relief in third world countries now, where you can actually track, and it has been done in earthquake relief, every single piece of wood, every brick that has been purchased in order to rebuild an area. Mm. And you can do it by implanting RFID technology inside mm-hmm. the materials and tracking them.
Nanotechnology.
So, yeah, the exact same things a Walmart would use to track a carton across country.
Right.
And I know you've talked about similar things on your show,
mm-hmm.
Can be used to track all the materials that's used.
But how
to
does this, how does this, so is this how you deal with corruption? Because if the brick doesn't wind up in the building it's supposed to be in, then you'd know about it and find out somebody stole it
if you find all of a sudden that your bricks are being used to construct a 7-bedroom house for a local contractor who's supposed to
right.
be building 1-room houses for earthquake victims mm-hmm. or hurricane victims, then you can find that
mm-hmm.
person. And you can also hand it off to not-for-profit groups who can use the transparency in order to monitor it themselves and keep the government honest. And this was used in the tsunami relief, by the way. This was used to build more than 125,000 homes, and it was the lowest pilferage rate of any relief effort
that's ever been recorded. Was this in South Asia or?
Yeah, right. In
the South
Asia
tsunami. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So countries not known for their Christian ethics.
Right.
But these were the efforts that had the lowest loss rates of any big relief effort in history.
And that capability, the cost of infusing that nanotechnology, that RFID technology, is really coming down because it's basically, it's basically just, I mean, they all, they, I'm not sure about bricks, if they blend it and mix it in with the clay and then bake it, or if they paint it on or whatever, if they just attach it, whatever. But I mean, it can literally be put into paint and woven into fabrics. And so the cost is very low right now. I mean, it's a lot lower than it used to be.
Well, I think the potential is just infinite.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're always looking for ways in which small businesses can innovate, and small business exists around innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And small businesses in the business-to-business realm. And these are just fabulous opportunities.
Well, and the thing is, Ted, this is another example of where small business owners, and the reason why I talk about it on the show is because these are the kinds of expectations that our customers are going to have from us. If we're business to business, and our customers are, if we're providing a box product to our larger customers, and their paradigm for inventory management is RFID, then we have to be doing RFID. No longer is barcoding enough. We've got to do RFID. So we have to know about those things.
Well, you know, one of the big areas that's blooming in the economy is this shared consumption or liquefied assets, where people come into your home and rent out a room as a
right.
bed and breakfast
right.
or something. And
mm-hmm.
and one of the biggest fears in that is the kind of petty corruption that comes
right.
with that, people taking your towels, taking
mm-hmm.
your silver, taking your books.
Yep.
And, you know, these methods can be deployed in the home for the businesses you start with the assets that you have.
In our lifetime, Ted, this is what will happen to almost everything we own. There'll be an identifier, and we'll be able to keep up with that. And it'll you know what? And one of the implications will be it will lower our insurance costs. Hold on to that thought. Ted Fishman, TedCFishman.com, right, Ted?
That's right.
TedCFishman.com. China Inc., stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.